The Jazz Way.
It's...
Hello, I'm Adam, your presenter for this evening.
I'm John, and your... Hey, you got a chair. Sorry. I'm John, your other presenter. And today is the Smooth Jazz Edition.
It's the Smooth Jazz Edition, quite right there. And I didn't say the other word, so I get to maintain my facial integrity.
Oh yes, after all, we're not allowed to say the word outdeed, except the opposite.
Indeed.
Adam,
I just said it.
Because if you say it on the podcast, you get slapped.
Yeah.
Now, this time we are trying to not wake my baby daughter.
Indeed.
So, that's two.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it on purpose.
I am only allowed to slap you with one finger.
But you cannot slap me. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Impressive.
There we go.
So yes, we're going to be a bit smoother and quiet, with no loud, sudden noises this episode, because there is a sleeping child, and as I am nocturnal and enjoy the night, unfortunately we're only able to do this podcast in the wee hours of the night.
Right. We will also not be laughing in today's episode. We will do a mere quiet chuckle.
Or, if you will, what are they called?
Sound of one hand clapping.
No, there's like they do it at golf. It's not a golf clap. No, because I don't know. It's like one hand clapping.
Clap.
Or we can do jazz hands.
Yeah.
Because it is a jazz episode.
Like they do in, if you are hard of hearing, if you can't hear, you wave your hands like that.
Oh, I see.
But of course, it doesn't work in a podcast.
No, it doesn't.
Visual.
True.
But we're waving our hands.
Yes, we are. We're just going to do that the entire episode.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. You're not even going to know, but we are going to do that the entire time.
Smooth jazz. Jazz, smooth.
Jazz all the way.
Jazz episode.
I watched a movie last night.
What?
I know, right? How dare I?
What is movie?
Obviously.
Is that a moving talking picture?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on the TV and all this type of stuff. A new movie was added to Netflix, so I thought, all right, I'll give it a crack.
Mm.
And it's got Dwayne Johnson in it. And it's
The
Rampage.
Rock, as he is known.
Yes, The Rock indeed.
Rampage, that's the one Rampage. With the building and the giant animals and stuff. No, I've mixed up two Dwayne Johnson movies.
Yeah, you did.
But... the one
Skyscraper
with monsters.
And yeah. Rampage. Two different movies.
This is the monster one.
Yeah. The... I like Dwayne Johnson. Not because he's a good actor. Because, I mean, he's not.
Come on.
But
he's better than either of us.
True, yes.
Or at least
but
me.
He's just got a bit of... he's got that gravitas that makes me want to watch his films. Because they're quite funny, even when they're meant to be serious. Anyway, so this movie is about CRISPR gene editing and how it...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's basically that's how the gigantic animals became gigantic animals.
Okay.
And it's an interesting little topic because it raised some... not in the movie, in my own head. It raised some questions about gene editing in humans.
Mm.
And I remember reading an article, I don't know, at some point last year actually... and probably this year, where a Chinese scientist had claimed that the first CRISPR babies had been born.
Really?
It's quite interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so Rampage is... Yeah.
Before we move on, I suppose people need to know that CRISPR gene editing is just a way of changing DNA to select certain traits and features.
So, in fact, I was reading a little thing on what CRISPR gene editing is, and it was so ridiculous. They've reduced this to... I don't know, possibly the way a 9-year-old could understand it.
Okay.
For instance, where is it? I'm going to try and find it. Here it is.
Because I must admit, I go on Reddit a bit, and if I ever don't understand something, the explain it like I'm 5 subreddit is good, because they have to explain it as if you're 5 years old.
That's cool.
Anyone can get that.
I like that.
Anyway, so this...
So CRISPR, or Cas9, is a system found in bacteria involved in immune defense. So basically, your immune system has this in it. Bacteria uses CRISPR, or Cas9, to cut up the DNA of invading bacterial viruses that might otherwise kill them. So the way they describe it is within this bacteria are tiny little scissors, and they use those tiny little scissors to cut off little strands of DNA to like prune things out and add stuff and stuff like
that. That's nice. Yeah. Putting it into simple terms laymen that are not scientists.
So they snip out the gene and replace it with a good one. So anyway, okay. The premise of Rampage is they were only doing this in space, because I'm not sure if this is true, but CRISPR gene editing has been outlawed in 2016. That's what they said in the movie. Not true. I have not looked into this that deeply. But anyway, so they were doing these experiments in space. One of the test subjects got out, killed everybody. This is like literally in the opening credits, so no spoilers. And it was simply a rat that did this, flung barbs and all this horrible, terrible things all over the place. But nonetheless, then the space station went down and a couple of canisters, three to be precise, landed throughout the world and inadvertently affected three separate animals. One was a crocodile, one was a wolf, and one was a gigantic gorilla. And so it was these three animals became much bigger, much more aggressive, and the wolf the gorilla did not change that much, which is strange, but the wolf and the alligator did, because it was an alligator, not a crocodile. And because the wolf got barbs all over it and was able to fling it at helicopters and stuff, and these things became huge. Like, the crocodile was massive. Like,
okay. Anyway. As we know, this is a 100% true documentary.
100%, yeah. And they had... there was just so many inconsistencies. Like, this gigantic alligator was able to, like, burst through buildings and, like, chew its way up a gigantic skyscraper and everything like that. But when it comes to chasing down one individual, i.e. being the Rock, it seemed an impossible task for it. And that bothered me, because I'm just like, come on, this thing literally just smashed through a building with its jaws, climbed up onto the other side of the building and continued climbing up. I'm just like... And the Rock's on the ground. How difficult is it to just go, nom? And no, it's very frustrating.
But the Rock is very scary. You're forgetting that.
It's true. Yeah. He just did the eyebrow raise. And he just killed it. That's how the movie ends. It doesn't. That would be very disappointing. But no, the idea of gene editing is interesting. So, John, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
If you could edit your genes, right? Let me phrase this in a different manner. Mm. No, I can't even phrase it to you in that manner now, because you have a child.
okay. Right.
If you could edit your genes, what would you edit in or out?
My own genes.
Yep.
I'm quite tall. I'm 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
I think that's okay, though, because it comes in handy. Mm-hmm. It does have a shorter life expectancy, and you also hit your head on chandeliers a lot.
That is also lowering your life expectancy. That's probably why.
That's the main...
The average just kills you, yeah.
But yeah, if you're quite tall, your organs are the same size as someone who's short, and so you have less ability to pump your blood around,
mm-hmm.
tall people get dizzy, etc., etc. But I think it's become part of me, so I guess I wouldn't change that.
Mm-hmm.
I like blue eyes. I could change my eyes to be green, then I'd be the main character of a book.
My eyes are green. I'm not the main character of any book.
Says who?
True.
All people with green eyes are the center of some story someone's writing.
We're all the center of some story. Boom, philosophy.
I would love, and I'm not just saying this because I can see you and you have a very good bushy beard now.
Right, I see.
But I would love to just have a full beard, because mine is very obviously patchy whenever I start to grow it out.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I haven't started to go bald, but...
I wouldn't end my life if that was the case.
My grandfather, was bald, and I think it gets passed through your mum. So... I would love to be able to change that so that I could keep my hair, because I don't mind going grey. In fact, I'd love to go grey.
I can't wait to go grey.
It's going
to
be so cool.
Oh, man. I'm going to be Silver Fox.
But going bald is not something... Because I don't know. I'm just attached to my hair. Maybe it's just because I secretly want to be the Doctor, and the Doctor has fantastic hair in whatever regeneration.
But, yeah. Sorry, I was just in my head. I'm just like, wasn't Christopher Eccleston bald? But no, he wasn't.
He wasn't, but he had short hair. That's probably the least flamboyant hair the Doctor has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So with that exception, everyone has some kind of fantastic hairdo.
Yep.
Where was I going with this? The doctor. I've lost track. No,
CRISPR gene.
I reckon, yeah, that's what I would change. And then little things like, I don't know, bowel cancer propensity. All right, I have a story for you.
Well, hold on.
Apparently, I'm going on a rant. You meant to go on
rant. Yeah. All right, no, I understand.
Smooth jazz episode.
Smooth jazz.
Okay, so my rant is, someone at my work did that DNA swab kit that you can send in, and then they will send you back your DNA results. Mm-hmm. You can actually upload them to this free website that shows you all your genes, risks, and downsides and upsides and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You could see like, oh, much more propensity to get this disease. It was getting really depressing. So I made him switch it to the good mode, and you can just see all the good things, like, like this person will get less of that, or they'll have less risk of cancer and stuff. It reminded me of an RPG where you have like a list of your character's buffs.
Yeah.
It's like all the extra special powers that he has. It's brilliant. It made me want to do it, but
I worry about those type of things, like ancestry, like the swab things.
Yeah, it was because that ancestry.
They
own your genes.
Yeah, and that's mine.
Just think about it. You don't know what your genes are until you've sent it to them. So either nobody knows your genes, or two people do, you and the company.
I'm cool with them knowing my genes. That doesn't bother me.
But owning it is the problem.
Precisely. I don't want them having any claim over me. Damn corporations. No, thank you.
They only own your genes.
What if I have some like super special gene that has the capacity to, I don't know, weaponize dirt, and you know,
that's quite the gene.
Yeah, or sand. What if within my genes has the capacity to transform sand into fertile soil? You know, actually, that'd be pretty cool. I'd be fine with them doing that. But weaponizing sand? I mean, good gracious. No, thank you. But anyway, back to CRISPR gene editing. You chose reasonable, and I have to say, disappointingly basic things, John.
What? Okay. I'm not going to modify.
I would edit my genes to give me night vision.
No, but Adam, that's not a real thing.
It is actually.
Wait. I just realized.
Mm-hmm.
There's that gene that they got from the jellyfish that can regenerate itself.
Yeah.
I want that so I can be the doctor.
Immortal. Yep. Mm-hmm. See, there's a whole bunch of interesting stuff. I'd like to be able to breathe underwater. I'd like to see in the dark. And I would like the tensile strength of an ant.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll grab those genes out. You may also get nippers and smell a bit weird and communicate by
clicking.
Nuzzling people. No, ants communicate with pheromones, Adam.
You communicate. Well, I could. No, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say I could break wind and communicate, but I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
Thank you. You were going on about something before I did my big old rant.
That's cool. No, yeah, so I would definitely, I just choose some cool stuff for my CRISPR gene editing fun time glory. Holy moly. Sorry, folks. Oh, there we go. Sorry, we've had burgers and like I said, we basically just do this podcast to eat beforehand.
Yes.
Burgers and ice cream. Gotta love it. So anyway, CRISPR gene editing is an interesting thing, but I think it's dangerous, to be honest. I'm not talking about from the scientific danger. I'm talking about more of an ethical danger. Because if you think about it, if someone, let's just say you had a group of people and four of those people were gene edited or CRISPRed or whatever. Let's say CRISPRed. That's a cool term. Four out of five of those people were CRISPRed and the fifth one was not. It creates I don't like the idea of inequality in that manner. Either we're all equal or none of us are.
Okay.
Because if someone is CRISPRed, they have that advantage where someone may not. Like, think about third world countries where they wouldn't have this available to them, but someone else would. But then again, if you were to survive the apocalypse in the nerdiest way fashion, being a CRISPRed baby would be a way to go. You'd be more resistant to disease. You would have greater endurance. You would be able to survive the apocalypse, not with ease, of course, but much more capably than the common layman. And John, I think it's time I told you this. I'm a CRISPR baby.
No, what?
Yeah, I was born in a fridge. So, fridge CRISPR. Boom.
But were you really born in a fridge now?
I don't know, probably. No. The tale of my birth is lost to the ages. Lost to the ages. Much like the Emperor of Mankind. Boom, segue. That leads us to
Was that a segue?
Yes, it does. So, John, if I were to say to you, what would be a good glory to the Emperor, or for the Great Wolf, or the Emperor's Children, the Word Bearers, the Night Lords, the Death Guard, the White Scars, the Ultramarines, the Space Wolves.
Is this from Halo?
No.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
These are things from Warhammer 40K and onwards.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before we begin, What is Warhammer 40K? Because there's books, mm-hmm. there's computer games, phone apps. There's an RPG. What did it start off as?
I'm pretty sure it started off as an RPG.
Yeah.
Okay. Like tabletop games. And they had codexes is what they're called. So like rules, and they had like little stories attached to them. And from that grew this awesome fantasy. Well, sci-fi mm-hmm. fantasy. So Warhammer 40K takes place on Earth in the 41st millennia. And, the 40th millennia, 40K, obviously.
Needs storytelling music.
Yep. But I'm not going to go into huge amounts of stuff here, but basically what I've started reading, and there's so many books, people, there's like, if you want a long, long series, the Horus Heresy and the 40K series is for you. It's like, I don't know, 70 books probably plus.
And you've read them all twice?
No, I haven't. I think I've read about 30 something in the past, and that's from the Horus Heresy stuff. And that's actually pretty good. Some of the authors are top notch, I have to say. And if you listen to Audible, Jonathan Keeble, I think his name is, brilliant narrator. He's able to change his voice at the drop of a hat. Nice. It's crazy good. Anyway, so it follows the unification of Earth has happened, right? So we're all united under one individual. His name is the Emperor, aka Donald Trump. No, I'm kidding. And the
wait,
Emperor,
is this based on real life?
I mean, this actually was funny, right? So when Donald Trump was elected, and this isn't a political podcast, this is just a bit of humor. When Donald Trump was elected, they put out a timeline of his presidency, and it basically followed Donald Trump becoming the Emperor of Mankind and everything turning into Warhammer 40K.
Oh, wow.
It was actually very, very funny. Anyway, so the Emperor is immortal. He has great psychic ability, like crazy, crazy, crazy powerful. Anyway, so he creates these 20... he creates a lot of things, but he creates these 20 superhuman demigods, essentially, called Primarchs.
And one of them was Adam.
I wish. These guys are like, I don't know, like 20 feet tall or something. Wait, they're huge. Actually, I don't know how tall Primarchs are.
So the other thing is, we even saw on, if you can remember back that far, the episode where we went to Supernova, there was a guy walking around.
Yeah, Space Marine.
Is that one of the Primarchs?
No, that's just a basic Space Marine.
That was the basic, but the armor was huge.
That's not even how big they are meant to be. They're meant to be a bit bigger than that.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, Space Marines are huge. So yeah, that's what are they? They're a Legionnaire Astarte.
Okay.
Anyway, so the Primarchs are these massive demigods, like four hearts. Respiratory systems are weirdly intwined. So,
I mean, I've got five hearts, so it's not that much.
Of course.
Not a big deal.
So the Emperor gene edited these guys, essentially. And he used some of the essence of the warp, which is kind of like an extra different dimension where thought and desire kind of coalesce. And within the warp, there are these...
Kind of like Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
yum. So there are...
Not sponsored by
them. Not sponsored. This week's episode is sponsored by...
No.
Indigestion. No. anyway.
The warp.
The warp, sorry. So within the warp, over the ages of the universe, three chaos gods had emerged. So as I said, the warp is kind of sentient in a way, and that has now become sentient with these four chaos gods. You have Nurgle, the plague lord, who is... You know, disgusting. You have Khorne, the bloodletter.
He's trying to work on his weight. Okay.
And smell.
And smell. And general vibe.
Mm-hmm. You have, this one is the worst thing to pronounce. I think it's Zinch. And you'd think, okay, how do you think you spell Zinch?
Z-I...
Nope. Begins with a T.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Anyway, so Khorne is like the war god. Tzeentch is like the magic, political intrigue. Nurgle is plague lord, so disease and everything. But there was a fourth chaos-born god, which was born from the fall of the Eldar race. Not going to go into huge detail here, but he was Slaanesh, basically desire and lust. Anyway, so the Emperor made a deal with these guys, he betrayed them, and they just like, betray us, we're going to scatter your sons to the four corners. And basically, the Great Crusade, which the Emperor launched to unify mankind throughout the stars, he had to find his fallen Primarch sons, and did so. And it's very interesting stuff. I'm not going to go through all of them, but my favorite is definitely Leman Russ, the Great Wolf of Fenris. He's savage, and he's the executioner. He's cool. He's epic.
Okay, so in this, so when you're playing the RPG, for instance, talking about the book.
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing for a team for a Primarch, or what? How does it work?
In the modern, how it is now. Mm-hmm. So most of the Primarchs, read the series, it's very good. So the Horus Heresy, not you in particular, I'm talking about our listeners, but you as well. The Horus Heresy follows the fall of Horus, the Emperor's favorite son. And he takes a couple of, he turns to the warp, essentially becomes evil.
You're not supposed to choose a favorite child.
I know, right? And so basically, he takes a couple of, well, he convinces a couple of other Primarchs to join him and everything like that. But a lot of the Primarchs are dead or missing in Warhammer 40K. So they have different legions now, many, many, many legions, which have been split up thanks to a Robute Gilliman of the Ultramarines. Yep, I'm sure you're fascinated by this, listeners. All this fun stuff.
Well, you've got to sell us on the universe, and then we'll buy into the lore.
I've got to, I can't evocate my words correctly because I'm talking in my jazz tone, remember?
Yeah, we've got to keep quiet.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, here's the universe. War, magic, science, and so much death.
Basically everything Adam likes.
It's wonderful. And that's brilliantly written for the most part. The Horus Heresy, as I said, is like the basically from the beginning of, not the beginning of the Great Crusade, but basically the beginning of Horus's downfall. And it's very good. It's excellent. Go to check it out. Because talking about like the CRISPR gene editing stuff, that is how the Legionnaire Astarte basically came into being.
The horrible genes gene were editing.
Oh yeah, to massive points. Like they can survive for a limited amount of time in the vacuum of space without any trouble. Their arm is crazy. They've got like all the, just imagine traveling the universe, dude. It's going to be fantastic.
So something I noticed, which I think I knew before, but I had neglected to mention at the start of this segment, Warhammer 40K is actually based off a pre-existing fantasy RPG called Warhammer Fantasy Battle.
Yeah.
So they took that and turned it sci-fi, and that's where it started. But Warhammer 40K ended up being so much more successful, or at least in the public knowledge.
As far as I'm aware,
Yeah, it seems to have really...
So the tabletop game is, like, obviously you've got the little miniatures and dice rolls and stuff like that. It's all about painting, and I don't paint at all, ever.
Yes.
But I collected a few of the Space Marine, Space Wolf models, and yeah, they're pretty fun and glorious, but it's so expensive. I mean, Games Workshop loves to rip you off for plastic and stuff like that. I just...
Sponsor us. No.
Don't sponsor us, you greedy, greedy people. Goodness gracious me. I mean, they used to be, like, I'm pretty sure they used to be made out of metal.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're just base plastic, and they charge you an arm and a leg for it. Honestly, get a 3D printer, folk, and just print it yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I've seen that now. You can basically get the models and print them out, and then you can paint them.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I don't know if it's cheaper because the filament is still expensive, but at least you learn out of it and you get your use out of your 3D printer.
Yeah,
I assume it would be not too expensive.
I don't know, but it's just crazy, like the amount of money they charge for it. Yeah. For like a pack of Space Marines, you're looking at like 80, 90 bucks or something. Ridiculous. So the tabletop game is actually quite fun. You've got a lot of strategy that you have to implement, and everyone has their favorites, because you got to remember, it's not just about the Space Marines, because you've got different races in this universe. You've got the Eldar, like hyper techno advanced aliens on the brink of extinction. You've got the Chaos Space Marines. Look at those who have fallen to the warp, who can summon demons to, you know, eat your liver. Then you've got the Tau. I'm not even going to bother explaining them all, but nonetheless, there's a great deal of stuff. I cannot contain the entirety of this universe.
to a 10, 15 minute segment.
Yes, fair enough.
All I can say is, seriously, check it out, because the lore is so deep and interesting.
It's nice, because you're a heavy fantasy fan yourself.
But it's not fantasy. This is the only like sci-fi stuff I've been interested in.
Exactly. I think what it gets is a little bit of a mix between sci-fi and
that's a good easing into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Check it out.
So check it out. Or doom will fall upon you, and I will have to get the Space Marines and the Emperor's displeasure to come. The Inquisition will come for you, and nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. I mean, the Emperor's Inquisition.
The time has come.
For glory, John?
So, Adam, we are now up to 30 episodes.
Yes.
For some reason, I like to start the seasons on episode zero. Like, first season was 9 episodes long, and then the next was 11, and then this one's going to be 10.
Yeah.
Because season 2 started on episode 20. And I'm not sure if you remember this, but you said...
oh, boy.
I say you here to absolve myself of all guilt. You said on episode 20 that we would do a different kind of Brazilian jiu-jitsu every week. No, that was on episode 10.
A different type of martial arts.
Yeah. I think my memory on this is bad. No, it was episode 11. So seasons do start on the first episode.
What's that?
I don't know.
Was the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu episode?
Episode 11, yeah. Really? Wow. It feels like just yesterday,
right? It does, because it was so horrifying.
Anyway, so my memory is not that great. So, in an effort to jog it, we are going to do a very special episode today where we go through our favorite moments of the past 30 episodes.
Yeah.
As a review, before season 4 starts... next episode, next week, I should say, but it's not weekly, so...
Yeah, it's whenever we can.
So, let's start off with an episode from me.
Okay.
From me.
From you.
Well, all the episodes come from me, because I do all the hard work of editing.
It's true, he does.
So I have chosen this very, you know, it kind of speaks to itself, so maybe I'll just
play it. All right, just play it.
But it is a very fun memory over the whole time of the podcast, and it has become something of a meme in amongst ourselves. No. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Should we start from the top?
Yeah,
start from the top.
Yeah, from the top.
I'm walking down City Mall, saw two body bags next to the van. Call up and said, you kill him and chill him. They said, sure.
Oh yeah. Just because I'm alone in the city, I find myself unable to pee. Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I realized that there's a zombie chasing me.
It's
running away. When I
remixed it, of course,
and the remix is amazing.
Running away, daddy, please, daddy, drum. Running away,
down on me,
and it smells like blood for me. Running away, daddy, please, daddy, drum.
Yeah, that goes in my top memories, even though it's pretty so weird song.
Oh, it's so funny, though.
Our apolitical podcast talking about Daddy Trump. I don't think I ever found out what that means.
I don't think we need to know. It's just Frankie.
Oh, yes, Frankie Echo. Our guest, that was episode 9. That one, we were doing live streams on Facebook back then. We'll have to start doing
that again a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Interacting with our community instead of just yelling random facts you didn't need to know.
You need to know about Warhammer 40K.
CRISPR gene editing. Okay, so the next one is one of yours from episode 12.
Oh, okay. What have I got?
It's actually one of your favorite moments in history, and I'm not just history. I don't think I meant.
Yep, no, it would be right.
Anyway, I'm not picking out Adam's ones for him.
No, I told him what they were.
Yeah, so let's have a listen. So, if you don't know who that is,
I don't.
Which I'm guessing you don't.
The name rings a faint bell in another room in my mind.
It's not spelt the way it sounds, like it's Nordic, which is a clue to who it is.
Ooh.
The actor plays Tormund in Game of Thrones.
Oh, that is good.
Yes. So that's old Kvothe.
That is good.
And then for young Kvothe,
yeah.
Eddie Redmayne. Okay, so first one was good. Second one, terrible.
I struck out on that one. But basically, it was the time we spent almost half an hour on air just talking about
casting Name of the Wind.
Your favorite book series of all time, of course. If they make a movie or TV show, what actors would we like to see?
And I do have to make an addendum, because I said that I would like Cate Blanchett to play Ori. Nah. Rubbish. Absolutely rubbish pick. The best pick would be the girl who played Luna Lovegood, and her name is Ivana Lynch. And I think that would be amazing. She would definitely play a good Ori.
A fun fact about her, she actually, she applied for it. And her dad didn't think that she'd be able to make it, but still paid for the ticket for her to fly down, I believe, which is very sweet. Of course, he should have believed in her, but at least he did the right thing.
Should have. Yep. All right. So what's the next fave?
The next comes all the way from episode 15. We're just flying through them. This is the... Well, actually, let's let it speak for itself as well.
What do you do during the night?
I sleep.
Oh, good to know that you're normally asleep at this hour. So, are you a bit tired at the moment?
Yes, I need to come in and chat.
No, I think it's fine where you are out there.
No.
You know the light bulbs in the house don't actually have UV rays, so they're no good to you.
No, but I need to eat.
I can get you compost. I've got plenty of compost.
John, I think I might need to leave soon. This is,
Don't stay here, please.
sentient plant, which you murdered.
Yeah, so we interviewed the sentient plant, which has since been cut out of the garden. However, there's probably about 6 or 7, maybe even 8 pots of sentient plant babies that are just taking over. So the sentient plant may have died, but in actual fact, it was it was part of its plan to take over. Okay, this next one, we both had to fight for this one.
Yep.
You got it in the end.
I won.
It's okay, this is your favorite memory. And I think it's one of the all-time high moments of this podcast.
I love it.
We're now further away from this episode than this episode was away from the start.
That's crazy.
This was episode 14.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. This, to me, this feels like real recent history of the podcast, but there you go. It's time passes way too quickly. Stop time. Anyway, listen up.
Listening.
Hello and welcome to Surviving the Apocalypse the Nerd's Way. Tonight's edition will feature teleportation, the technology of the future, choosing your friends in the apocalypse. And we'll talk about the Pacific Trash Vortex. Ooh, horrifying.
And then after that, we will make our own predictions for the next 5 to 10 years of our great life in the British Empire. And then we will check out this nuclear winter card game. Quite the frivolity to have with friends, and also contemplate your impending destruction.
Indeed we will, and also we'll talk about the latest financial craze, Bitcoin, and its uses after the apocalypse. And of course, this would not be Surviving the Apocalypse the Nerd's Way without at least one mention of the best author on the world, Patrick Rothfuss.
Yes, that's right, Sir Patrick Rothfuss, as he was knighted in 1812.
Indeed. All this and more on tonight's episode of Surviving the Apocalypse, the Nerd's Way!
Future edition.
Yes, the future edition podcast is actually one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, I love it. And technically it should have been past edition when you think about it.
Yes, those that wax was tapes. The joke.
I love it. So good. So, yes, I thoroughly enjoyed that one. I love the editing you did for it.
Oh,
it
yeah,
just sounds
the effects.
So good. And then the music. That should be our theme now.
Yeah, maybe we'll just use that.
All right. So, what's your next favorite, John?
Okay, this comes from episode 17. This is actually your pick.
Oh, is it?
I don't know why I've done them in this order, but this is
Well, you've done it chronologically, haven't you?
Yeah, except 14 and 15 was swept. Anyway, this comes from episode 17, a moment that made us question whether everything that was happening was real. Dun, dun, dun.
So, John and I did the test.
This was so weird.
It was really creepy. We're on the phone.
Yep.
And exactly the same time, I think I was driving at the time, or I was at home. I can't really remember.
Something. But no, using the phone while driving, Adam.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hands-free, of course.
Okay.
But we did it, and at exactly the same time, we said exactly the same number. Out of every number in creation, we chose...
What's your guess?
Well, yeah, what's the guess?
42.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. We're all in the simulation together.
But yeah, so... But it was that split second moment of, oh my God. And then we're just like, we're going to do it again. So, I think
you went like, trying until we get something different.
I think you went 16 and I went 30 something, yeah, but it was, it was so funny. But I was just like, for that fraction of a moment that my absolute surety in the universe was fractured. And I was just like,
yeah, that was after the Doctor Who episode where they did this trick where you hit the table and if you both say the same number, that means you're in a simulation.
And we are in a simulation. There is no doubting that. But that was also, we had a guest on that episode. That was Tyson, our science expert that frequently likes to correct our faulty science.
As he well should.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it again now just to double check. Very quiet tap.
Yes, it's a jazz episode, yes.
3, 2, 1.
17.
I actually forgot to say a number. I was going to say 27.
Should we do it again?
Let's try again, just to make sure.
2, 3.
16.
And once again... Okay, folks, I know this is... It's late at night here. He's obviously not coping
84.
With... I'm holding his child while it sleeps because he's just wrecked. He's doing it because he needs to run the computer.
Okay. So clearly we are in a simulation and whatever memory allocation this simulation has allocated it all away from me.
You, yeah.
I really wrecked that one, but oh well. Okay.
Brilliant. Okay, last one.
Next is episode 25. So this one isn't a favorite memory of mine. It's actually, I have no recollection of what happened in this episode. So let's listen back to it. For some reason, my memory has completely blanked of something towards the end of episode 25.
Right.
I have no memory. Let's just see what happened. Let's listen in.
Let's see how things go.
All right. I need you to give me some space, so don't talk into the microphone for a second.
Roger.
Are we ready? Okay. 3, 2.
I'm not sure if anybody knows this, but when he did that laugh, all the lights in the room dimmed, and I'm pretty sure I heard a peal of thunder outside. And all hope just shattered from me.
Even the sun has gone out.
No.
All will know my might.
I think he may be possessed. He's floating 4 feet off the ground. He's now summoning arcane energies into his hand. Hold on a second, let me just slap him out of this. Hold on.
Whoa! What just happened?
I'm pretty sure. You were hovering 6 feet off the ground and dimming the universe.
Is that why my cheek hurts?
Yes. I do like that.
Yes, from the time Adam tried to teach me how to do an effective evil laugh.
He succeeded, folks. I still The jeans I wore in those days still have a hole in the back from the amount of times I had to defecate myself afterwards.
Okay.
Explosive.
I'm actually really glad I lost all memory of that happening.
Yeah, it's no good. I can tell you that now.
But what was that bit in the middle where you said you were going to slap it out of me? Is that why my cheek was hurting at the end?
I don't remember anything. No.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
I also have a memory blank on that.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably fine then. Unrelated. That's the end of the segment. I hope you liked the trip down memory lane.
Oh, glory. Glory indeed.
If you ever feel like there's too long between the episodes, you can always go back and listen to our back catalogue. There's way more episodes than there should be. Like, no one thinks there should be that many episodes.
No,
I actually heard once you get to episode 20, that means you'll probably make it as a podcaster. Okay. Most people only get up to episode 19. So, we've done well.
Jazz clap. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Soft. There you go. You couldn't hear it, but you could see it, but it's glorious.
Yeah, it was amazing. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, so go back and listen to our... If you're feeling brave, listen to our back catalogue.
If you have listened to all the... As a fastidious listener of podcasts, and you think, I need something different. If you want to hear glory itself incarnate, if you want to feel the wonderful pleasures of a voice made of broken glass covered in velvet, that would be the voice of Patrick Rothfuss. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, another Patrick Rothfuss reminder on this podcast. There is a podcast out there which is ran by Patrick Rothfuss and Max Temkin, the co-creator of Cards Against Humanity.
And Rothfuss, obviously, writer of Name of the Wind or The King of the Chronicles.
Precisely, yeah. If you love nonsense and decent humor,
but also not just nonsense, but also well thought out, think pieces, I suppose.
Well, if you like that, and you like to hear some other guy complain about everything,
the John of their podcast, Max Temkin,
you should definitely give Unattended Consequences a listen. Now, I thought that the podcast had ended because...
No release for about two and a half years.
Yeah, 2.5 years. And then last year, nothing. So I thought, oh no, they've ended it. And then John and I were at a community gathering on Sunday, and he made mention that, oh, did you know that there's a new episode of Unattended Consequences out? And I must say, that literally made it the best day of the year.
Wow. Like, are you saying so far, or like you're just writing off there can't be a better day this
Sunday
year?
Was just a good day.
Okay, good.
Like, in general, that was just like the cherry on the cake. It was so good.
Excellent.
And yeah, it was just brilliant. So listen to it. It's fantastic. If you don't enjoy it, it doesn't mean you don't have a soul. So you should definitely go and see a priest about that. But otherwise, it's a very, very, very good podcast.
So they do talk a bit about how to survive the apocalypse. That's not the main idea of their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But you should definitely give it a listen. There's a lot of really good, interesting things, especially if you like the creative pursuits or you're heading towards doing something creative. They talk about a lot about the struggles of that. And plus, they have a lot of fundraiser type things for World Builders, which is Patrick Rothfuss's
charity.
Is it Rothfuss's or Rothfuss? Charity.
Rothfuss.
Patrick's charity.
Yep.
Oh, we're first name basis now.
Yeah, we're even better. We're closer than that. It's Pat's charity.
So,
but he gives that to Heifer International.
Yes, right. It's more of a charity in that...
sub-charity.
It's a way of raising money for other charities.
For a different charity, yeah.
So
we're going to do something like that, aren't we?
Yes, I would love to contribute to the next fundraise that they have... by giving away all proceeds from our t-shirt or just directing people to donate straight.
We could do live streams on Twitch and things like that.
Yes, whatever we can. I mean, I'm sure I would love to live stream playing RuneScape, which is all I do with my life right now, while bouncing my child on the football. I'll turn the camera off so it's not just my head bobbing up.
Hello, how's it going? What's going on? Hey, it's like a meerkat.
The true purpose of this podcast existing is so that we can one day have a chance to talk to Patrick Rothfuss And definitely not ask him about book three, because nope. that will take as long as it needs to.
Exactly. I mean, you can't rush perfection.
So, Patrick and Max, if you're listening, we notice that it's hard to get podcasts out there. We know it because it's hard for us to do it. But we offer to, if one of you is available and the other isn't, we will replace that person. So,
sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeez, you're shooting for the stars, aren't you, mate?
What happens if Patrick Rothfuss is available, I will fill in as the Max Temkin. And if Max Temkin is available, Adam will fill in as Patrick. The Rothfuss.
Right, I see.
Because that's where our personality is. Because there's always a Max, there's always a Patrick on every podcast.
Wow, that's a good one. I like that.
But no, seriously, we do want to help out however we can with the next World Builders charity. Yeah, so give their podcast a listen.
Yeah, I like that charity. It does a lot of good work, like giving it to Heifer International, because Heifer International does magnificent things with the money they receive. So definitely when we do, because I believe it's closer to the end of the year, if I recall.
Yes.
So stay tuned. We've got a while. We're going to make some plans. We're going to come up with some awesome stuff.
So there's about 10 months to go until the charity starts. So there'll probably be one or two episodes of our podcast between now and then. I have a little bit of a obsession in my life. And it's not my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even RuneScape, which I spend literally every waking hour. It's something... Adam, did you almost drop your microphone on my daughter?
There is no proof of that.
I've changed my mind. My obsession is my daughter. You better not put her in any danger, even if it's of getting knocked on the head by a soft sock from the microphone.
She's quite happily asleep at the moment. She's literally just chilled. Although, you know what does bother me?
What?
She has like a booger in her nose and it's just like there and
just
looking
grab
at me.
It. No, you've got to grab it.
I can't put my fingers up her nose.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fine.
No, I mean, like literally, her nose, nostrils, those things, way too small. They're for my gigantic fingers.
Oh, okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah, my obsession. It's Doctor Who, so you probably know this. I talk about it all the time.
Rightly so.
What has happened is Twitch TV, which we have our own Twitch TV, twitch.tv/TheNerdsWay. But Twitch have put on their own streaming, and it's called Twitch Presents, and they'll show random things on there. But
that's cool.
At the moment, I hope it hasn't ended by the time I finished editing this podcast, but they streamed the entirety of Doctor Who from 1963 to probably 1986, the classic series as it's now known. And it's such a nostalgia trip if you were like me and grew up watching Doctor Who. They basically went through all those old classic episodes. It's amazing. Like, the acting... There were not as high standards back in the 60s for television, certainly.
Free love? You don't think that there's a dimming in potential responsibilities in the 60s?
I have no idea what that means, but...
Free love, hippie age.
Oh, okay. There's also special effects were not quite advanced back then. But one thing that has remained constant in the whole of Doctor Who is... The story. Well, the TARDIS and the Doctor. But no, the stories. The stories have always been fantastic. There's always going to be ones thrown in there that you're just like, what? But there's always these great stories that just make you really think, and they're really well constructed throughout the whole series. And it's amazing to see how well those plot lines stand up even to today's episodes.
They're really? Yeah. Okay, I didn't think of that.
So not necessarily a plot twist every 5 seconds like at Moffat's era.
Yeah, but those... plot twist really kept you on the edge of your seat.
Oh, yeah. But there are episodes where there's so many layers.
Mm.
Oh, like, I was watching one. It's actually one of my favorite classic series episodes, and I'd forgotten about it, where the humans are trying to take over this planet of aliens that are starting to mutate. And the aliens on the planet think it's the humans, and the humans think that it's just a natural... like it's an unnatural thing that is happening, like a disease that they need to get rid of. But it turns out that was always supposed to happen. It's just no one knew about it because it happens every 500 years.
Ah, right.
Which, of course, George R. R. Martin later stole for Game of Thrones. But never mind. Really slow seasons. And it's amazing, all the different interactions between the three things. It's not just good versus evil. No. It's about the interactions and how we are all stuck in our own little world and not thinking about things from other people's perspectives. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that episode and had forgotten about it. So, naturally, even though I am a massive Doctor Who fan, I wasn't just sitting in front of Twitch TV foregoing all other responsibilities.
Well, why not?
Yeah, well, am I even a nerd?
Exactly. I mean, do you even belong on this podcast now?
But it was amazing to just be able to switch it on, and I might be doing something like trying to settle my baby to sleep or whatnot, and you can just flick it on and it'll be something great and interesting, nostalgia hit, I suppose. And also, I was able to sit my daughter on my lap and she actually started watching the show, which I know...
Future nerd.
Fries children's brain, but...
No, not Doctor Who. Doctor Who doesn't. No. Reality TV does it. Jersey Shore, Love Island, what's the other one? But My Kitchen Rules, those things.
Something I noticed is she... Apparently, babies first start to pay attention to black and white patterns. So she actually preferred the black and white episodes in some ways.
That's fascinating. I like that.
Anyway, so if it's on there, twitch.tv/twitchpresents.
Yeah, check it out. It'll be fan... Wait for it.
Fantastic.
Oh. Hi, it's Dawe, the show's helpful robot. This inferior human didn't know that the Doctor Who stream had already finished, so he told you about it for nothing. Serves him right for not having a direct connection from his brain to the internet.
All right, that brings us to the end of the episode. We are actually running on time for once. We haven't already gone over an hour.
Oh, that's impressive.
I hope in the editing it doesn't somehow go over an hour. Well, normally I edit stuff out. Anyway.
Music, wizardry, and demonic invasion. True. Yeah, that's what... Yeah, it'll be 4 hours long.
All demonic invasions are now banned on this podcast.
Fair enough.
After we were sued. What is going on?
I don't know. Anyways,
I think it's time for us to end
this. Yep, it is. Thanks for listening in, guys. You can catch us everywhere. All you need to do is look into the mirror and say John and my name 3 times. I'll appear and scream at you in blood and fury, and John will comfort you afterwards with cocoa and tea.
Yes. Or if you don't want to go through that hassle.
That's a long ritual.
Twitter.com/thenerdsway. Twitter.com/thenerdsway. _pod. Facebook.com/thenerdsway. Thenerdsway@gmail.com. Basically search whatever you like for The Nerds Way. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Player FM, everything basically. So if you do have a podcasting app and we're not on there, just send us a message. We're super friendly. And we'll get it on there just for you.
Did you say I'm friendly?
Sorry, as a whole, I balance out Adam to the point where we're slightly friendly.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
But yes, if you hear us talking about people on the podcast, it's just because they've tweeted us, messaged us, whatever. So if you want to join that conversation, join away. If it's been your life dream to talk to us, as it is ours to talk to Patrick Rothfuss, just send us a message and make up some story about you being someone famous, and we'll interview you on the show.
We'll interview you anyways. Just let us know.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have a random on this. I don't have no worries about that whatsoever.
Yes, as long as you are a nerd and like nerdy things. Otherwise,
if you can name the 3 invocations of torment, then you can be on there.
I can't be on the podcast. So this was my last episode, everyone.
You name me 3 characters from Lord of the Rings, 3 characters from Kingkiller Chronicles, and I don't know.
Gimli, Legolas, Frodo, Denna, Quoth, Tempi.
Tempi. All right, I'll accept
that. I wanted to throw someone else.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, yeah, the main
and
people.
Then what's the last criteria?
All right, the 3 people from any world from Brandon Sanderson.
Right, that's it. That was my last episode, everyone. We're taking applications for the new co-host.
Host, yep. If you like being abused and potentially threatened on a nightly basis, let
slapped,
me know.
Hit with things, basically poked while trying to set up the podcast. There you have it. It's your role. I think Adam's pointing at the thing to say stop the episode before we get too crazy.
Yep. All right. Good night, folks.
Have
good
a good
day.
One.
See you later.
Goodbye.